This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
Wisdom.
Kidney stones.
We're a fucking mess. I've got a feeling this one's going to be very explicit. So just warning now, not work friendly.
Yeah, don't. NSFW? Not safe for work. Okay.
Good job.
Yeah, I just had to make sure I got it right.
Through your Vicodin fog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Borderline took two at the same time again today because it burns. It's got like the pee hole burns. It's trying to come out.
It's very explicit to them. Just warning you ahead of time. There's a lot going on.
That's why it's been what?
A month?
A month before. A month since we've done a podcast episode.
Yeah. It's been a rough month. Oh, so I got my wisdom teeth out, and it was Martin Luther King Day. And it was kind of a week. We planned a week out to have mine done.
Yes, we planned a week out. We had set up everything around here to essentially have me take care of you as best I can, which is, I'll be honest with you, is not great. I can't even take care of myself. So, but we were making it through.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, Tuesday was fine, I think. And then Wednesday came around.
Mm-hmm.
9 a.m. on Wednesday. Dropped a kiddo off at school. And I'm in dire death pain.
Yep.
Want to die.
And if you know anything about wisdom teeth removal, and on the third day, you are your most swollen.
Yes.
And you look like a chipmunk on the brink of winter.
Right.
Huge cheeks.
Yeah.
So had to take Russ here to the hospital, went to the ER, and they did all the tests and the CAT scan and the make you feel like you peed your pants when they put the dye in. And
oh, that was so weird. It was almost kind of nice, though, because I felt like I had to pee real bad. And then that feeling, I was like, it's finally coming out, but nothing's coming out.
No, it's just the dye.
You just feel hot.
Yeah. So go to the ER, find out you have kidney stones. So the poor nurse, she was trying so hard to make me smile and laugh, but I was just so swollen.
You were like,
it was bad.
And then you couldn't really talk out of your whole mouth. So you're like,
this is funny.
Right. I feel like I had resting bitch face the whole time we were there.
I know the lady's
These
like,
poor nurses.
The lady's like, man. Why?
It was bad.
Why are you so mean?
It was bad.
Yeah, it was interesting.
So we're on, what, almost week three for me for my wisdom teeth removal. So the, you know, recovery.
Week and a half, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay. Days.
It's all a blur.
Yep. I think we're going into week three. Monday will be the beginning of week three. Whereas
I feel like it's week two. No. Yes.
I had all the Monday and the next Monday. Oh, my God, dude. Next Monday coming up starts week three.
Okay. See. Okay.
So week three will be for you, starting week three on Wednesday for you.
Right.
And
I still haven't passed it.
Yeah.
So but here we are. I feel like I'm trending in the right direction.
Oh.
Because I feel like it's moved down a little bit. Like Friday, I had another attack. And it was not good. Kidney stones are the worst. I'm seriously, this experience has made me quit soda.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am an avid soda drinker. Was an avid soda drinker. Like at least one a day. Mm-hmm. I love Coke. Not the bad Coke. Well, they're both bad.
Coca-Cola.
They're both bad. But yeah, that I was an avid Coke drinker. And seriously, the worst pain I've ever felt. Worst physical pain I've ever felt.
Long time ago, in my 20s, early 20s, I had kidney stones too.
Mm-hmm.
And people say all the time, it's as close as a man can get to childbirth. Well, I've done both, right?
Which one hurt worse?
I don't know.
Well, you should
be honest.
Yeah, you can't really say your birth hurt worse because, first off, you were put on Pitocin to induce labor.
That was horrible.
Which, to me, that's not really birth. That's like
forcing me into it.
Yeah, and yeah.
Woo! But then I did get an epidural, but I was really far along. I don't think that sucker kicked in until the transition, if you will. So
the transition.
Yeah, you go from active, or what do they call it? The laboring to delivering, the transition. Anyways. But regardless, I honestly don't know if I can answer that question, which one hurt worse. Because one was over weeks, and then the other, you know, happened within 24 hours, so.
One was over, the kidney stones. Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, kidney stones over weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, our daughter was less than 24 hours. But anyways, I'm dying for boba.
Me too.
I could have boba. I just...
Well, what pisses me off is our favorite boba place was right next to the hospital. And our favorite taco place is right next to the hospital. So I'm looking over there like, you're not open yet. This is sad.
We went to the ER that morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did do a 1.5 hour trip trying to find Boba a couple weeks ago before all this happened.
It was so stupid.
We looked at Google Maps and there's two places with Boba nearby. We tried and both were closed.
Yeah, our local one, which was never the best, but
it was close.
It was close. So we just went there anyway. They closed. Like, closed up shop for good. So we tried to find another one. Went to that one. We're closed for renovations. I'm like, how do you renovate a boba place? I don't understand.
Yeah, and then finally we just went to the old stomping grounds, the one we love,
but normal. It's
a little further out. Took us an hour and a half round trip. But you know, I would do it again right now if I could.
I would too, but to make it worth it, we all got two bobas each.
We did. That was good.
I think we spent like $50.
But because of wisdom teeth removal, they recommend not sipping through a straw. And honestly, it's not comfortable spitting or sipping right now. So, but I have a question for you. When you drink, because we had this discussion, you were like, well, let's just go to Starbucks. We can get a coffee. I'm like, well, I can't drink things hot because it's also uncomfortable. And you said, well, get an iced one. I can't drink out of a straw. And the little sippy tops that they have on Starbucks cups now, because they're trying to encourage no straws, right? Do you sip, as in dump it into your mouth through that little sippy hole if you don't have a straw? Or do you suck on the sippy hole to get the drink out?
This is dirty.
Which one do you do? Do you
dump it.
You dump?
Yeah, because to me, there's no real way to sippy straw out of it.
You dump.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, on those things, yeah, you have to.
You do not.
There's no alternative.
You suck. That is the alternative.
I will not suck.
Okay, so does it come to a masculinity thing, or are you being serious?
No, it just, I don't know how you can suck out of that hole.
What you wish would happen with your kidney stone, right?
Yeah, can you try it?
No, not right now.
This is not it. This is a bad one.
Yeah. Already. Okay. But no, like anytime I, you know, suck, it hurts. So to me, I can't even use those right now because typically I do. I try to suck the liquid out of the sippy hole.
I don't know. I feel like you're lying.
I'm not. Why would I? Why would I lie?
Because I don't know. I really don't understand how you can suck out of the sippy hole. This is science here.
We really need Starbucks to put a trademark on sippy hole.
Suck out of the sippy hole.
I'm serious, though. The little hole, instead of just... Because ice gets in there. You can't just let it dump or else it'll trickle. So if you suck, it comes out faster. What?
This is not appropriate. And we're talking about Starbucks. I don't know. I feel like I just dump. I'm not.
I need to know if I'm normal. Well, we already determined that I'm not normal because of the KFC's thing. But
right.
I need to know.
No sucking out of the sippy hole for me.
Whatever.
Nope.
Whatever.
It's not happening. So you're telling me that when you get a hot coffee from there, you suck it out of there? Because it's the same top.
Not initially. Normally, I take the top off for hot because I can't stand overly hot things. I can't drink it. It hurts. And I like to drink things fast.
You like to suck out of the sippy hole fast. Well, that makes sense, though. That's why you suck out of the sippy hole, because it is faster.
Right.
I'm just trying to suck that liquid right down.
I need the caffeine and I need it now.
My God, so, this is dirty.
But this whole time that I've kind of been going through the wisdom teeth recovery, I've tried working, but in the times where I just need to break because everything hurts, I've been reading Onyx Storm, the Fourth Wing series.
Yes, which is scheduled to become a TV show by Amazon.
I can't wait. Like, I really hope they do a good job, but I'm dying. I need you to read this. I need somebody to talk to about this. I have nobody who has read it yet. I need somebody to talk to about this. I read that shit in 2 weeks from Fourth Wing all the way through Onyx Storm.
I know, but with... Wait, you're saying you read all the books in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I don't know. It took you like a week to read this one final one.
Right. The other two I've read before. I wasn't skimming, but it was a little faster because I've read it before. I'm not trying to absorb it all.
Yeah, but the fact that you said you cried.
I did.
I can't. I'm not reading that.
I did.
I don't want to cry, man. I want a happy book.
But no, you don't. Yeah, you dude. Love all those fantasy war books and those kind of things. It wouldn't probably make you cry. It makes me cry because I have the Bonnie gene in my bloodline.
That is true. You look at a horse giving birth, you would cry.
I don't know about that. That's
kind of gross, but you'd be like, it's so beautiful life.
Like military return homes makes me cry every time.
Well, that kind of gets me in the feels too, but I don't cry.
See, it would get you in the feels. There you go. Read it, please, so I have somebody to talk to.
How about you just ask the people?
Okay, fine. Somebody read it with me.
Somebody.
I need somebody to talk to about it.
Love me.
Because my heart is breaking. It is just,
You just said so your good. Heart's breaking, so it's heartbreaking?
It's so good.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so good.
I don't want to put myself in that.
But there's a lot of new stuff out. So we just had Onyx Storm that released, but we have Ladybug season 6.
Which we've watched.
Kiddo is so happy.
Me too.
Well, I'm us too, yes. But she's so happy. She loves that show.
So now that you've seen it, full episodes, what do you think of the animation style?
It's not my favorite.
I don't think I like it either.
I kind of miss the old style.
I think they squished their faces too much.
Right.
They all look
very
like,
round.
They look like gerbils.
Maybe that's a good thing. Like it fits with the daydream of
hamsters.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it though.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
I think it would be fine if they kept their proportions right. Like their faces are squished.
Well, I feel like they're just trying to make them look really young. You know, like round face makes you look younger.
This is season 6. So it's been 6 years.
No, not necessarily.
It's been more than 6 years.
Less than. It's probably been like 2 or 3 their time.
I know. But that's a problem.
Why?
Because it's been 6 years our time. They need to grow the hell up.
No, let's not wish this away, okay?
It's like Stranger Things. It's going to be Stranger Geriatric Things this year because...
It's animation versus real people.
It's real. Ladybug is real.
I can't wait for the new season of Stranger Things to come out, though. I'm so excited.
It's supposed to be this year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, and I did read something... I think Squid Games 2, second half.
I hate that they keep doing this.
Or not second half. They're actually claiming it's another season.
Which is bullshit. Crap.
Yeah, we talked about this last time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot sooner than everybody thought, I think. Like, there's a leak. I think it's supposed to be in June.
Mm-hmm. Well, they keep doing this with everything. They've already said that they're going to do it with Stranger Things. They're going to do it with Wednesday. Yep. They're going to split the seasons in half, just like they're doing with Bridgerton. It's annoying.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's like
you have it already done. Just give it to me.
Well, what does that do? I know that it pumps the numbers. That's all it is.
Yep,
it's a money-making scam.
It pumps the numbers, money-making. Gives you less of a break in between, or what you think, right? Oh, well, I get this, and then I get this. And if I wait a whole nother year from the second part.
It's a dopamine hit.
Right.
It's just like what Twilight, Harry Potter, Hunger Games, all those movies were split into two parts at the end when they could have been one.
Exactly. But then we recently watched Gladiator 2.
That was good. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
You were very happy with that.
Yeah, yeah. I was really concerned about how they were going to play off of the first one, but I think they did a good job.
Daddy Pascal was amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, and poor fella.
He's so good.
Spoilers.
Too late. You already said it.
No, it was good, though. I enjoyed it. I was, like I said, I was concerned with, like, it's just another one of those cash grab movies. Right. But I don't think it was. They did a really good job.
Yeah. Well, then me and Kiddo just recently watched Moana 2. She was really happy to see that. But
what'd you think?
Moana 1 was way better.
Oh, usually.
So much better.
I mean, I will say that about Gladiator 2. Mm. Gladiator 1 was way better. Mm. But it stood on its own.
Yeah. I mean, it has its own merit, I guess. But I don't know. I just feel like the music was better in 1. I feel like there was like real moments that you would carry throughout. It just didn't feel like I really carried much from Moana 2. But Kiddo said she liked Moana 2 better than Moana 1. And I said, asked her why, and she goes, "It was just awesome. We just watched it. It's great." So she's a very in the now person.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate that.
And I get that. Mm-hmm. She just watched it, but I bet if she watched Moana 1 right now, she would say that one was better.
Maybe.
Let's try it.
We still need to watch Sonic 3, though.
Yeah, I want to watch that real bad.
Me too. That's the next thing.
For sure. Are we getting into the hot and heavy?
Yeah. So we talked about all kinds of
sucking out of the sippy hole.
Right. We're moving on. You talked about fire for a second there.
I did.
Yeah. You said it burned.
Oh, no, man. My BP hole. That's kidney stone brought.
The 2025. What's the return policy at this point? Like, can we return it? I'm so over it already. There's so much that has happened. In a month?
Yeah, no. It just, what is today's date? The second. Yeah, uh-huh. So we ended January.
Started this year, and it is already a shit show.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the fires.
California fires, wildfires.
Well, let's take it back a second, right? We had the Hawaii fire.
Yeah.
One or 2 years ago now.
Direct energy weapons.
And now we're on the California fire. Which a few months before the California fire happened, the insurance companies
pulled out. Mm-hmm.
There was a known risk of debris.
Debris.
Right. That was debris that was everywhere that what do they call them? The fire people, forestry people, fire. Anyways, that they knew like we've got to do something with this.
Yeah.
It could cause a fire.
Yeah, you have to maintain a forest to make sure it doesn't catch fire by removing dead stuff that dries out and turns into kindling and burns easy.
Yep.
A living tree that stood up is hard as hell to burn. People don't understand that.
Right.
It doesn't just catch on fire because there's a lot of moisture.
Water content.
Yep.
But then you look at what's in the plans for these cities. Now, you know us, right? If you've listened to us before, we talk about conspiracy theories. Not that we dive into them and believe them half the time, but these cities that recently have had these huge fires are in plans. The city council has approved plans for smart cities.
Yeah, it's strange. And didn't they condemn all the land in Hawaii? Like people that own land there, I don't think they can move back. They can't rebuild there.
I don't know for sure, but I
feel like I read that somewhere.
But once I saw this on, I think I forget if it was TikTok or Instagram, that, you know, the smart city conspiracy idea here. Tampa's one too.
No goody.
Yeah. And we live near Tampa. So this is.
It's going to be hard as hell to start. It's going to be hard as hell to start a fire in Tampa, though.
True.
It rains every 5 seconds.
It rains a lot. There's a lot of water.
Yeah.
High water table. But it just, when do we get to a point where coincidences aren't?
Well, conspiracy theories have a really good track record of becoming true.
It's crazy. I mean, then we have the Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and all the Kennedy assassinations.
Yeah, they're going to release the documents on those. Trump just signed an executive order to release them.
It's like, what? When do we get to a point where we don't believe in coincidence anymore? That shit is happening that we have to start believing because...
Well, everybody said the COVID lab thing was a conspiracy. Da, 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 da. It was released from a lab. It was released from a lab.
Right.
The CIA said the most likely origin of the COVID-19 virus was from a fucking lab.
It's insane to me. Like at what point it's almost like woke, except the definition of woke needs to change to that. You start believing what is right in frickin' front of us.
Yeah, I think people have gotten complacent and they just accept what they see at face value instead of questioning everything.
Right.
Our people are fully embedded into the matrix. They believe it. They believe what they see. They just go with it.
Yep.
It's almost like it's uncomfortable to start asking these questions.
Right. Because I think we might start getting people to ask questions.
I hope so.
About all of these airplane crashes. The other big thing that's happening right now in 2025.
Did you see the video of the most recent one where the plane went down in the Potomac because it hit a Black Hawk helicopter?
Yeah, that's the big one right now.
I know.
The most deadly in X amount of years, but in the U.S.
It wasn't it. If from what I saw, whoever was piloting the Black Hawk, it looked like it was on purpose.
Right. You can actually watch the flight path, and there were near collisions at least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, with other planes that were coming in for landings.
It's insane.
It's like it was trying, and then it veered off again. Like, oh, I missed that one. Let me go try this one now. Veered off again. I missed that one. Let me try this one now. And finally, they connected and killed, 65 people or something like that? I don't know. I don't know why somebody would do that. But the gist of what I'm reading online is it was a hire in the Biden administration, and they were supposedly big-time Biden supporters.
What does that mean, though?
I don't know.
Because it was figure skaters on the freaking plane.
Yeah, I know. Like, what are you doing?
How
does that hurt?
Know if that correlates.
It's a fact that they spent hours upon hours over the past couple of months that they were buddy buddies with that administration.
I don't see how that correlates at all. But
I don't either. I don't know if there's anger built because Trump won. I don't know. I'm not leaning either way.
But regardless, we're at a point now this year in 2025. I'm talking just the month of January. You have 45 incidences of near collision, crash, and or mechanical malfunction of a plane. You can go on the FAA website and literally count them. It's 45 right now.
I less believe.
Hold on.
Okay.
And then as far as actual near and or collisions, we're at 15. And then for actual crashes in the U.S., we're at 2, meaning one for the Potomac incident and then the most recent Philadelphia incident.
Right.
So it's escalating.
Well, you had the South Korea one, the one over there in Russia or whatever, Kazakhstan. I can't remember. That was another big jet that fell.
So again, why somebody needs to ask the question, what the fuck is going on? And it's not just Boeing. You can't point to just Boeing planes right now.
No, I believe less of the whole conspiracy that it was a Biden person. I don't believe that at all. Because like you said, how does that correlate? Why would somebody be so mad to just murder 65 people? You know what I mean?
I mean, it happens.
It does happen, but I don't see
that being the big correlation there. But
I'm more lean towards killware.
Me too, because if we're talking about all these drones that have been happening for months, right? And then you have all of these, all of a sudden, malfunctions, mechanical issues, plane crashes. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. A lot of people think there's software and...
Well, some people said it's because Trump laid off a bunch of FAA people. I'm like, you guys aren't correlating the right things.
No, what does that have? I know that they're doing traffic control, but the pilot of the Black Hawk also has eyeballs.
Well, and pilot of the plane, like I don't understand the correlation that people are trying to make it with all this political bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
There's something bigger going on. And we always talk about this, right? They try to distract us from something else. What is happening that they are trying to distract us from? Putin just went on some interview and said all of Europe is going to bow at Trump's feet. What is happening right now?
Yeah, I don't like that. That's NWO crap.
Right. What is happening right now?
I don't know. I don't like it. I already have a major flight phobia.
Me too. And I have to fly on a plane here in the next couple of weeks. For work.
I already have major flight phobia, and I just the conspiracy that there's some kind of killware within these aircraft systems causing them to malfunction. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it
they're still trying to find the black box for that Potomac incident too.
And how the hell do you lose that in the Potomac? It's not that big. not to switch the subject, but Trump was being interviewed by a reporter about the incident, the Potomac crash. And the reporter said, "Are you going to visit the crash site?" He said, "What do you want me to do? Swim?" I did laugh at that. Now, it's unfortunate what happened, but his response, because he's right. How do you visit a crash site? Do you want him to suit up in full scuba gear and swim deep down into the water and visit the crash site? I don't understand.
Insane.
But yeah, I don't. It seems strange how all these just started popping up around the same time.
Well, all of this, right? 2025 is a shit show right now. Yeah, and I am dropping bombs just nonstop. I'm sorry. But it is a complete and utter catastrophe right now in 2025. And I get that there could be something political at play, but what are they distracting us from? Like, what is actually happening?
I don't know.
Because there is so much going on. Insanity. But TikTok came back.
Yay.
Yay.
I don't even care.
Right? Like, glad we still have TikTok.
It did open up a lot of thoughts in my head, though. Should be all these people that make money off TikTok. There's a lot, obviously. Yeah. They make millions of dollars off TikTok.
I mean, we're on TikTok.
Yeah, but we don't make any money off TikTok. Come on, bro.
Right. Where you at?
Well, we don't. But a lot of people do. They make a lot of money off of it as creators. And they were in a full-blown panic because of the ban and TikTok getting shut off that day.
How do they make money? I get it.
I get it too. But that is why you never put all your eggs in one basket. There should be some kind of social network that's decentralized and the company itself can't go out of business, i.e. Bitcoin. It's not a social network, but
we're going to base Bitcoin or social media off of Bitcoin.
Noster. I'm 100% saying Noster because it's decentralized. Anybody can run a relay and post stuff everywhere. There's also the Mastodon, which is kind of similar, which is it's federated to where you can run your own server. But Noster it's got big backers like Jack from Twitter. Like, he's building on it. He's paying people to build on it. I think that's the future because a government can't ban Noster. Because somebody else will just pop up a relay or pop up another app that runs on Noster. It's pretty cool stuff. If you're a TikTok creator, go on Noster.
Not an ad, though.
I mean, there's no company that I can advertise for.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's weird about it. It's owned by the people. And what's the government going to ban people? I mean, they tried before, but then they get wrecked.
Right.
Love you.
Well, while the world doesn't seem to be getting bigger, it seems like the United States might be.
Yeah, I think we're going to be the United States is going to end up being North America, I think.
I would say other than Central America.
I think that's going to come over, too.
That would be interesting. But it's like 2025. Where to start? Where do you start in all of this bullshit? So Gulf of America is one thing that's going around right now. Like, why is this the biggest topic that we're talking about? Look, please keep distracting us. Gulf of America, possibly Canada becoming state number 51, right? Yep. Greenland, we might buy Greenland. What else?
Well, I do think that Canada with these tariffs is probably gonna have to.
I don't understand how that makes sense.
What?
Like, how can we just absorb Canada with all of the social policies that they have in place for healthcare and other type of things?
Supposedly from what I hear and see, is that their people are even more disgusted with their government than we are. And that's
I don't know how that's true.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, the past X amount of years with Trudeau as the prime minister, people are sick of it. And maybe they'll vote to get absorbed.
I don't even know what that means. Like, it breaks my brain to think about, like, speechless, right? It's like expansion, right? The idea of conquest, the idea of continued expansion. I thought we were over that, but I guess everybody does it, right? Russia's trying to do it still, and
I don't know.
It's too much. There's so much going on, and
I do think Canada's going to get messed up by a 25% tariff, though.
Well, and supposedly other countries too, right? Like, you've got, I think it's, what, 10% on China or something like that?
Yeah, which is weird. I can't remember. They're our biggest importer in
the percentages, but it's all to try and get people to come back and manufacture in the U.S., right?
Well, that or import from another more allied country, which that doesn't make sense either because Canada's an ally.
Right. Maybe it's a strategic play for the land, but anyways.
Probably. I think that's probably the biggest part of it.
But still, like, the idea of trying to bring manufacturing back to the U.S., the ultimate way, I'm trying to figure out how to voice this, right? So corporations will just have to hold out for 4 years, right? Because after 4 years, Trump's gone and new administration comes in, they're going to roll back everything, like, depending on who gets in, I guess.
Yeah, we'll see.
The idea is hold out for 4 years, right? So you're going to have a lot of companies go out of business if they can't find cheaper imports, right? And or you're going to have corporations extend the cost of the tariffs to people. I feel like 4 years is not enough to do this type of strategy. So someone who is going to keep the strategy would have to come in after 4 years in order for it to be beneficial for anyone.
I don't know.
But I don't see it being this short-term strategy that's going to work. I'm hoping I'm wrong because I am not an economist or whatever that's called, strategy person, but I can't see in 4 years that it works.
I think we need to incentivize people to buy and work within the United States.
I agree with you, but can that be accomplished in 4 years and not break the bank of the middle class?
I think we're going to feel an immediate effect when you slap a 25%. What?
We are going to feel immediate effect.
The country.
Like, as in we have to pay more prices, or you think things are going to come down?
I think what I'm trying to say is an immediate effect on people starting to hire and buy American.
I disagree with that.
How?
Because corporations, they have the money to withstand 4 years.
But they're not going to. So you're saying they're just going to pay the tariff?
For 4 years.
Our corporations aren't going to pay the tariff.
Well, the thing
China that pays the 10%, Canada pays the 25%, Mexico pays the 25%,
which they extend on their products.
Okay.
And then corporations buy them.
Right. But will they buy them? And then
push it over to people to pay the extra fees.
But will they buy them?
I think for 4 years, they can probably withstand it.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. We'll have to wait and see. But I think that incentivizing Buy American and hire American is important. And I think combining this with the immigration policies and not letting people in will probably help out the hire American part of our economy.
To an extent, I feel like over a decade, maybe that would be true. 4 years, I don't think it's going to work.
I don't know. We'll see.
We shall see.
We shall see. I do think that we need to, this country, America, needs to chart its own course with a lot of products. Like, I take medicine for OCD. It comes from China. That's weird. That's so crazy to me.
It's weird.
It's manufactured and shipped from China. And I'm like, what? So think about it. If insulin or something is something, mine isn't life-saving, but what if a life-saving drug that, I don't know, 20% of the population uses, I don't know, probably a blood pressure medication is probably a good one. If it's manufactured in China and they say, we're not going to send you any more of that, we're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
That's messed up. And then the other thing, though, is Make America Healthy Again.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm excited for that.
Those are changes that can go into effect quickly and be effective quickly.
I think that the tariffs are, too.
I don't agree.
From day one.
I hope I'm wrong.
From day one, we're gonna start seeing stuff. And I think you're probably going to start seeing people hiring more in America than...
But they would have to then build factories and things to manufacture in America, and they don't have those now.
They do. They just they have to up their
capacity and output. Capacity, right? Yeah. Agreed. But I
which
don't
is investing
see it
in America
happening in 4 years. It's not, in my opinion, not a lot of time.
It's not. No, 4 years is not a lot of time. But hopefully,
when it comes to economy,
hopefully we see a good positive spin in the future, in the near future on this, because the last 4 years have been shite with the economy.
Agreed. I would say since, 2008, it's been shit.
Yeah, we've...
Millennials, I don't feel like we've ever recovered.
Millennials are... we're the brokest fucking generation out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all these Gen Zs with their TikToks.
Yeah.
Man,
bad TikTok. Y'all Gen Zs need to get that bad feeling that we have our whole lives.
Well, it snowed in Florida.
It did, which was the funniest, most comical thing I've ever seen. The state employees and the local government employees were out there salting the roads.
Martins.
With the scoop. Yeah, they had an ice cream scoop, and they would stick it in their little bag of Martins and sprinkle it on the road. I'm like, you're doing nothing. Literally,
cracked me up.
Doing nothing.
Was laughing because we're from DC, right? Yeah. We know what they do when it's time to salt the roads.
You got the daggone convoys out there with sand and salt machinery that's spinning.
Meanwhile, Florida went and grabbed the Martin's little shakers out there. Whee!
Yeah, so it makes me wonder. Obviously, they don't have plows. Right? What do they do with that? Do they have the dudes out there shoveling with regular shovels?
Well, listen to this. So a former National Weather Service employee recorded up to 10 inches of snow in Milton, Florida, while Pensacola International Airport recorded 8.9 inches of snow.
That's a lot.
Doubling the record of the most snowfall ever recorded in the state, with the previous record set in 1954.
Holy crap. So we doubled that?
Doubled the 1954
Holy
record.
Crap.
It's crazy.
That global warming's working out for you.
10 inches is a lot, though.
That's what she said.
Stop it. A lot for that kidney stone to travel.
Oh, stop. She just gave me 10 inches. That's nice.
Okay, so.
NSFW.
The snow. But yeah, watching them out there with their... But then people, if you've ever seen Florida TikToks from the hurricane, a lot of people do a lot of body surfing in the floodwater.
Yeah.
Don't recommend it, but a lot of people do it. Well,
hit one of them damn floating anthills.
That's the least of your problems. You got gators. You got...
I don't know.
I
think I would rather get eaten by a gator than tore up by them damn anthills. It's happened to me before.
Fire ants.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they'll wreck you for sure.
And they float. It's an island of death. That's all it is. Makes no sense.
But it was fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. It's comical because Florida clearly has no idea how to handle it.
Uh-uh. No, Georgia got a lot of snow, too, and they didn't know what to do either, the poor things. But last thing here. You ready?
Yes.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Eagles versus Chiefs.
Okay, let me tell you this. Who I want to win the Super Bowl versus who's going to win the Super Bowl is different.
Okay.
Who I want to win is none.
How is that possible?
And who I think is going to win is the Chiefs. Because, first off, the NFL loves that Tay-Tay.
Oh, yeah. They give all the viewership to Tay-Tay.
Got to have Tay-Tay up there.
There's speculation whether or not she'll be in the halftime show, too.
But you got to have Tay-Tay.
I feel like that's every year, though.
And then, plus, you got to protect. What's his name? Mahomes?
Mm-hmm.
You got to protect him.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure the Chiefs are going to win. Do I want them to win? No. Do I want the Eagles to win? No. But I do think that the Chiefs are going to win.
Our neighbor's going to be unlivable if the Eagles win. He's a big Eagles fan.
Well, didn't they play the Chiefs last Super Bowl that they were in?
2 years ago.
And they lost, yeah. Right? Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be the Chiefs too. I want them to win? Yeah, I really don't care. I don't care. Where's the hockey? I need hockey.
Yeah, give me hockey.
I'm good.
I've never been a big football fan.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite sport. It's boring.
Yeah. There's a lot of delay and action.
There's good highlight reel football is fun.
Uh-huh.
But watching a game is no fun. Hockey, on the other hand,
is constant
other than your stupid 20 minutes of resurfacing the ice.
Right.
If they could get that down to like a couple of minutes and keep the players out.
Well, you got to give the players a break though.
They're sit your ass on the bench. Drink your water.
But remember like Holtby, when we were avid fans, still are, but of the Washington Capitals, he was their goalie at one point, and he said that he loses like 20 pounds a game because of all water. Yep, all of his water weight and all the padding and everything. So imagine if he didn't have breaks.
Yeah,
like, well, he'd be a skeleton at the end.
I think they should do maybe like a halftime break, which is what they do. I know you can't really do halftime with three, but they should do like something along the lines of that. But 20 minutes in between each quarter is a pain in the ass.
Right.
Is it quarter? Period.
Period.
Yeah, 20 minutes in between each period is annoying, because then I know you can get up and walk away, but it just drags on. You got the freaking announcers are like, dur, dur, dur. It's like, all right, watch what you said. Shut up.
But it's a good analysis.
Yeah. Wow. You are so smart.
Very Italian.
You get paid 500 grand a year to explain what just happened when I just watched it. Sports announcers are dumb.
Says the podcaster. No,
not sports announcers. Says the podcaster. The failing podcaster. Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.